Welcome to the Weekly Leadership Experience, a place for leaders to get inspired, be challenged, and grow. I am your host, Rashad Oberlander. Let's get started. Today's episode of the Weekly Leadership Experience is brought to you by my 7-day Leadership Growth Challenge. It's a free challenge that I've created, and it's delivered by email over the course of 7 days. I've created 7 compelling questions to challenge various aspects of your leadership, the way you lead, and why you lead. Go to rashadoberlander.com and scroll down until you find the 7-day leadership challenge, or look for the link in the show notes. And now, on with the show. Today's review comes from Jay Cato for 5 stars. Great topics. This podcast is very informative, and there are many different ways to be a leader than I thought. Every episode leaves me wanting to self-reflect and find ways to use the information in my daily life. Thank you so much for sharing that review. I really appreciate it. If you have a review that you'd like to leave, head over to Apple Podcasts, scroll down on the Weekly Leadership Experience page till you find Leave a Review or Write a Review, and leave one for me there, and your review could be featured on a future episode of the Weekly Leadership Experience. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. I'm so glad you've joined me. This week I want to talk about the theme of Prepare for Harvest. And it is the beautiful fall season here in Alberta, Canada. It's October of 2020, if you're listening to this at a later date. And at this time of year, you know, beautiful colors, beautiful temperatures. It's been a glorious fall season. And it is that time of year where farmers have been bringing in the harvest from the fields. And if you've been growing vegetables in your backyard, you're collecting on your hard work. So it's a wonderful time of year. And so I'd like to talk about harvest and preparing for harvest. And, you know, you get to the harvest and you get to reap the rewards of all your hard work over the course of the year or over the course of the season. But there's a lot of stuff that built up to that point that went into actually getting a good yield, whether it's of grain or of the fruits and vegetables in your garden. And a lot of work went into that. You know, it wasn't just something that showed up and just dropped itself on your doorstep, but you had to prepare the soil, fertilize the soil, rotate the soil, aerate the soil, make sure that the seedlings go in at the right time, they didn't get frost on them. You had to keep watering them, get them the right amount of, you know, shade, sun, water, and all these things. And when you look at a lot of the modern farming practices and techniques, everything is designed to maximize the yield of the crop. You know, whether that's, you know, automated irrigation systems that are able to be programmed based on the topography, based on the, you know, the amount of rainfall, based on the crop, based on a number of different factors. And everything works towards maximizing the yield of the crop. And so in that vein of thinking, let's talk more about preparing for harvest. And I'd like to tell you about the story of the sower. And you may have heard this story before. It does come from the Bible. But it speaks about the farmer who goes out into the field and he begins to spread the grain. And he spreads the grain across the field. And some of the grain, as he's casting it about, and he's, you know, doing this the old-fashioned way where you took it from a sack and you threw it by hand. But some of the grain is falling on the roadway, the path. Some of the grain is falling amongst kind of some rocks, some collection of rocks. Some of the grain fell amongst the weeds, and some of the grain fell on the good soil. And so we read about this, and also what is happening is the seed that is falling upon the roadway, the birds come and eat the seed. The seed that falls on the rocks quickly take root, but the roots don't go very deep, so when the sun gets hot, the plants quickly wither and die. The seed that falls amongst the weeds, of course, the weeds kind of choke out the grain, and it doesn't have a chance to grow. And then it's only the seed that actually falls upon the good soil that takes root and is able to grow and flourish and produce a good harvest. So this, of course, has got spiritual application as well. But, you know, looking at this, to me, this is also a story as much about preparedness and vision as it is about spiritual application. And what you see is that the farmer is going and kind of haphazardly casting grain across the field and hoping that it's going to land somewhere and produce a good harvest. And it's actually falling, you know, basically we can assume that a good portion of the seed is falling on unprofitable areas, whether it's the rocks or the roadway or amongst the weeds. And I mean, if you divided that equally, we could say that 3/4 of what he's throwing is going in an unproductive direction. So extrapolating this story into the lives of ourselves and looking at the situation that the entire world is in right now, is still in the midst of the global pandemic, and many people have experienced layoffs or financial hardship or outright job loss, or a lot of uncertainty. And there's a lot of people that have taken this time and made a choice to kind of throw their hands up in the air, and it just is what it is, and there's nothing I can do about it, and, you know, kind of woe is me. And there's other groups of people that have taken this time, and it, you know, if they're laid off or if they're in business, and they've taken this time as an opportunity to launch forward and to innovate and to prepare for the future and look towards the end of this, and see what they can accomplish now. And many businesses are innovating and coming up with ways to continue to be viable during this difficult time. A lot of people are shopping and consuming goods differently, and it's putting a strain on a lot of businesses. There's a lot of businesses out there that have struggled and failed, and many more will continue to do so probably, because of, you know, the consumer's different habits now, where we're not dining out as much, we're not going out in public as much, we're not going to, you know, events as much. There's a lot of different things that are just not happening because we can't, because it's, you know, against social distancing regulation, and it's not safe to do so. And in a lot of ways, there's also other things that are allowed and safe to do so, but people are uncomfortable with the idea of being out in public. So there's many things where the current habits are restricting businesses' ability to conduct businesses that as they were. So keeping in the theme of preparing for harvest, is there's two sides to it, of course. There's the personal side and there's the business side. And the personal side, preparing for harvest. So if you are in a position where you have been on reduced work, furloughed, laid off, or one of those kind of things, you know, what is it that you are choosing to do with your time? What are you doing right now to plant the seed in the good soil that is going to produce a harvest for you? What can you do right now to, you know, get alternative income, to, you know, increase your skill set? What can you do to make yourself more valuable when there's a job opportunity? What can you do to, you know, do something that just adds something to your life, whether that's reading books or learning languages or any of those different things that you can do with your time? And I respect that there's lots of people that are having a very difficult time with this mentally, and if that's you, like, you should 100% get support for yourself and for anyone that you know that is feeling that way, that is having a really hard time mentally and is struggling with their mental health. By all means, get help, reach out. If you know me and you need to talk and we're on that level, by all means, call me, email me, text me, and I am here to help and to listen as best I can. But, you know, don't suffer alone. So if that's you, I just want to say, you know, don't just wallow in that mental hardship, but absolutely get the help. And if you cannot fathom taking another step right now, then that's the first thing you need to do, is you need to take care of your mental health and make sure that you are able to keep moving forward. That said, if you are in a position where you can begin to plant some seed and to begin to prepare for a harvest and begin to prepare yourself for what's next, then I would encourage you to do so. And there's a lot of different resources out there and a lot of businesses that are making resources available free of charge to help people who have been affected by COVID-19. Microsoft has some programs that they've released that are now free for people who want to learn, who want to develop a skill set. Zoom, Calendly, your local library. There's a number of different resources that are normally something that you would pay for that have become free during this pandemic to help people stay connected, learn a new skill, develop something to help them actually, you know, move forward. So I encourage you to look into what some of those resources are that you could tap into that would begin to plant those seeds and prepare you for a harvest down the road. Another opportunity at this time, personally and business as well, is pulling the rocks from the field. If you've ever been driving down the highway and you pass a farmer's field, and you notice as you're passing by the field, it's often there by the right by the roadside, is just a heaping pile of rocks, and all kinds of rocks, like big rocks, little rocks, rocks of different colors, shapes, sizes, and they're all piled up in this big old pile. And you're like, hey kids, look at that pile of rocks. Well, those rocks came from somewhere. And, you know, there's a good chance that farmer was either mowing the field or plowing the field or doing something in the field, and there's a rock. Well, the rock's in the way, and the rock's impeding what the farmer's trying to do. So you got to pull that rock out, take it out of the field, and put it away. So you put them in the pile, and they're out of the way. And you come huge pile of rocks sometimes. And so, I mean, that to me, that's a good analogy of taking a look at what you've got in your life that's in the way. There's a rock, there's a pile of rocks, there's a rock here and a rock there, and some are little and some are big, but they're in the way and they're impeding you from actually being able to move forward and actually being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So, you know, now, especially now, and but always, is a good time to take that moment of self-reflection and look at your business and look at yourself and decide, is this of value? Is this getting in my way? Do I still need this? And if not, dig it up, get it out of the way, and throw it off to the side there. Coming back to the business in the sense of preparing for harvest is, you know, if you're a business, if your business has been affected by COVID-19, and I mean, which business hasn't, but if you're suffering because of the circumstances and because people aren't shopping the way they used to, then it's, you know, it is a good opportunity to figure out if there's a way that you can change that, and if you can innovate, and if you can deliver your product or service in a new and exciting way that is going to enable people to be able to continue to consume your product. And you just have to look around you. Like, there is thousands of innovations around the world where people are able to do business, maybe not to the extent they were before, but they're continuing to do business, that they are continuing to interact with their customers and community, and that they're able to stay afloat. And it might still be a struggle, but they're able to continue to do so. And some of the examples that I really like are, what a time, first of all, to be a delivery driver. Like, you know, if you're driving for Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats right now, like, you are making some decent money. And, you know, that's a great place for someone to be if that's, you know, kind of what they're relying on right now. But that economy, that entire business right now is booming. You know, people are still wanting to get their, you know, donairs and their pizzas and their movie popcorn. And you can do so via Skip the Dishes and Uber Eats. And those guys are busy. You know, but a lot of other restaurants have opened up their own kind of delivery service, and they're privately delivering, or they're enabling people to do curbside pickup or what have you. So you can still go down and get your favorite cupcake or your favorite slice of pie from your local cafe. And, you know, you can, I encourage you to do that too, to support the local economy. Some of the other cool things are that are happening that I've seen are, you know, here in Edmonton, at one of our large event centers, they're doing drive-in concerts. So you can still go to a live music event, and you drive in your vehicle, you can tune into a prescribed radio station, and you can watch and listen to an artist perform live on stage, and it's broadcast right to your radio in your car. You can enjoy. It's not quite the same experience, you know, but you're still able to get out and enjoy that event. Lots of other events are doing, you know, smaller numbers, but they're finding ways to keep people socially distanced, whether that's, you know, in some kind of dance events where they're having platforms where, you know, you can have one person on each platform and they're spread apart so far, and, you know, but people are still able to engage in this event. And you look around, there's lots and lots and lots of different ways that businesses are moving forward, finding ways to continue to deliver their product or service or event, and doing quite well at it. There's another business down in the States. It's an ice cream business. And you can imagine how ice cream, where are you going to get ice cream? It's an ice cream store. You're going to go to the store. You're going to line up. You're going to go in. You're going to pick your ice cream flavors. You can pick your toppings. Now, you can't do that as much right now because of social distancing and health concerns at the moment, and it's very difficult to deliver ice cream right now. Well, they have found different ways of delivering their ice cream, and they're putting some of their ice creams into single serve packaging, and they're finding ways to actually home deliver ice cream in boxes and keep the ice cream frozen, because there's nothing worse than getting ice cream it's just all, you know, liquid. So my point is there's tons of businesses out there that are doing really exciting things that have been born out of a need for innovation. And I looked up and found a website that is really cool. If you are curious and you want to look at what other businesses are doing out there and some of the exciting things that different organizations are coming up with, anything from masks for guys with big beards to, you know, you can buy a mask with a Bluetooth that connects to your phone. It tells you all kinds of information. Like, there's all kinds of crazy and cool stuff. But there's also lots of really cool and practical things, like, you know, UV lamps that are mobile and can kill the virus through UV light. So if you're interested in that, you can check out this website. It's called covidinnovations.com. Some really interesting stuff on there just to get you inspired and excited about the possibilities. And, you know, this is all hopefully to plant a seed in good soil so that you can prepare for harvest. You know, my mother was always fond of saying, and I couldn't agree more, but, you know, oftentimes necessity is the mother of invention. And if you look at the course of history over, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years and thousands of years, is that you see that, you know, innovations and incredible breakthroughs often happened because of necessity, because of need. And if we stop for a minute and get out of our own way and dig those rocks up that are impeding us from moving forward, we can begin to find ways that we can continue to do business. And even if it's not something that changes things for you right now, you're planting the seed and you are preparing for harvest, and you're getting yourself ready and you're getting what you need ready so that when your moment comes, you can actually go out and begin to collect that harvest. So, I encourage you, both personally and professionally in your business, to begin to plant those seeds, to begin to prepare yourself for the coming harvest, and don't wait. Get after it now. Plant those seeds. I look forward to speaking to you next week. In the meantime, stay awesome.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, would you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe, leave me a rating, leave me a review, and share this with a friend. It spreads the word and helps the podcast grow. You can also find me on social media at R.E. Oberlander. Until next time, stay awesome.